Annie?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Well, I'm very good. And Annie, thank you so much for calling.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Annie's story was so, I think, in a lot of ways, universal, wouldn't you say so?
I think so.
So we both thought that you would benefit in general if you heard what was up with Annie. So Annie, tell me, how did you, well, what was going on with you before you decided to sort of take control and do something with your health? What was happening?
Well, I've struggled with pretty bad depression since I was about 16, and I've been on and off of antidepressants, and I've been overweight my whole life. And I've been doing different diets, like Monsters and, just stuff like that, fat stuff, and I was focusing on my weight and not on my health in general. And it just
I
wasn't
do.
working for me. So, I guess I just kind of hit rock bottom. I got to the point where I just couldn't do it anymore, and I had met Beth, who is our wonderful office manager.
She is, yeah. How long ago did you meet her? I thought,
I want to say maybe January. Yeah, and we formed a friendship, and she just would give me little tidbits here and there about the program. And when I first heard about it, I'm like, no way, there's no way I could do that, And then I just more and more, I'm like, it sounds like it could work, and why not? So.
Well, you said you hit rock bottom when you, I mean, this is really of interest to me. You know, what do, you know, how can we get people interested, to finally take control? And you say you hit rock bottom. What was that? I mean, what was that experience for you? You say
Well,
rock bottom.
yeah, was just constantly feeling exhausted, like constantly. I was just tired all the time. I didn't have the energy to do the things that I feel like, are important to me. Even spending time with my family or, going out with my friends or just doing my photography. I'm a photographer, and I would
And a good
cancel.
one, a good one, I might add.
Thank you. But I would cancel with people all the time because I'm like, oh, I just want to sleep. I mean,
Ouch.
seriously, I would nap a lot. And excuse me. And then also the depression. The depression was, another thing. I didn't want to be around people, and I'm a very, very friendly social person, so that was very odd for me.
Yeah, I would definitely have to say that in getting to know you. And so the whole thing about this is, of course, you go. Had you seen any doctors? Had you'd seen any?
I had been on antidepressants for years, and I'd taken myself off of them about a year and a half ago, but I still was experiencing depression.
And of course, the idea was you were chemically imbalanced, and of sort, you needed some kind of drug to sort of, bring you around. And that really didn't really much help on a lot of levels, did it?
No, it didn't because of all the side effects you get from antidepressants. I didn't feel like myself. I felt doped up and just. I didn't feel right,
Right. And which is, I think, a common experience with a lot of people. But a lot of people don't realize that, emotional imbalance is largely the result of, poor nutrition and barriers to healing, which is something that you ultimately discovered. And so you hit rock bottom, and well, you had been talking to Beth, actually, what you said for, gosh, it was probably what, 6, 7 months.
While. I mean, she actually bought a couple of my photographs from a photography show I was in, and that's how I met her. And then we formed a friendship, and she was telling me about the clinic and the work that you guys do and oh, that we do since I
Well,
work there.
that's okay.
And I just more and more, like I said, it's that sounds really interesting to me, And then I actually really wanted to work for the clinic because I wanted to experience it myself,
Right.
and
Well, not everybody has to come to work for me to
no, of
experience it,
course not, of course not,
but
but
you had a you have a desire to actually help people.
exactly, yeah,
And that's
which
really
was
what you
another
wanted to
thing.
fulfill, if I remember correctly.
Yes, that
Yeah.
is right.
So you had all these things going on in the weight, and you tried to address them for a number of years. And might I share your age with people?
Oh, sure.
Because I know you're in your early 30s now.
Yeah, I'm 32.
So that's quite a long time to be suffering from, you know, a fairly, you know, fairly progressive, you know, challenge to your health. So you came in, you got the evaluation. Was it painful?
No, not at all. Not at all.
It was unusual, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. And you and I have talked about that, you know.
Uh-huh. So talk about it.
I was skeptical.
Yeah, you were skeptical. You know? Maybe even a little bit like this guy is a little bit, you know, kind of off his rocker slightly.
Right. Hey,
come on, let's be reasonable. Let's be straight out.
Yeah. But, you know, I just kept telling myself, I'm like, you know, I'm just going to do it. And the proof will be in the results, you know. And so I just, because I said, what other choice do I have at this point? I've tried all these other things, and this makes sense. I mean, the nutrition, just taking supplements that are whole foods, and it really does make a lot of sense.
So we did the evaluation, and we got we put together your specific nutritional healing program, and that consisted of what did it consist of? You tell.
Okay, well, this was when you told me I had to give up grains, sugar, dairy, fruit, you know, all that stuff. I was pretty shocked that I was going to have to give up that stuff. But you know what? It really is not that big of a deal. I mean, I thought that it would be a big deal for me, but it's wonderful because I feel so, so, so good.
Well, when I said that too, a lot of those foods, I said that not all of those foods would you be off of for the rest of your life.
No.
But with respect to where your health was at the time.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, okay. So that was the major dietary change. And folks, the bottom line is that is a huge dietary change. I mean, it's just huge.
You told me my health is just pretty not doing very well, you know, at the time. I mean, I'm a lot better now, but when I first began, there was a lot of stuff wrong with me. So that's why I had to make so many extreme changes.
We also found some other things going on, the barriers to healing. Mm-hmm. We found some immune challenges, maybe one or two other things, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then what result? So you started it, and what result?
Well, I started it, and I, within probably by the second day, and I know this isn't going to be everybody's results, but with me, by the second day, my depression was almost gone.
Wow.
I started getting more energy. And I just, every day, I just got more and more energy. And in fact, the other day, I got on a bike for the first time in 6 years.
Wow.
And
that's so fabulous.
Yeah. And I tell my friends, I'm like, I feel like I can't sit still. I just have so much, you know? And that's so weird for them to hear that from me. because
you were so blot out.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're connected to yourself a little more.
I that's pretty much, yeah, I would say that's exactly what it is. I'm very connected to myself and in more than one ways, you know. I mean,
what other kinds of things?
Other kinds of things. Let's see. My weight loss.
Yes, weight loss. That's what this show is supposed to be about, weight loss. Yeah.
Yeah,
so tell me about that.
I've lost almost 30 pounds, and that's just amazing to me. Because
30 pounds in how long?
Since the end of June.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've tried my whole life to lose weight, and and I've done it, but I was hungry all the time, and I'm not hungry now.
Right, and you lost some weight earlier on different programs, but you didn't get your health back.
No, not at all. And this time I was focusing on my health, and the weight was taking a back burner for the moment. And then all of a sudden my clothes started getting really big for me, and you know, and then I'm like, huh, okay, I think I'm losing weight. And then people started telling me, Annie, you look great. You
right.
know? And, yeah. And another, the other thing is my skin too has been clearing up.
Oh, that's fabulous, because I know that was one of your main issues, too. You had you had a sort of an acne-like condition, and even that's clearing up, too, isn't it? It's amazing when you actually know what your specific nutritional deficiencies and barriers to healing are, isn't it?
It is,
It's pretty exciting.
One thing I'd like to say about the weight loss is, because I used to be hungry all the time, I'm not the reason I believe that I'm not hungry now is I'm eating a lot of fat, a lot of very healthy, you know.
Healthy fats. Now, isn't that counterintuitive? I mean, aren't you supposed to, like, get off the fat?
Yeah, I know. I had to change the way that I thought, you know, and now I'm eating, you know, lots of avocados and nuts and olives and really stuff that I love.
We put you on more fat and you lost weight.
Yes, and you encouraged me to eat peanut butter. I love you. That was my favorite part.
Now, in all fairness, eating more fat does help most everybody, but it is the kind of fats, and you've got to get off the sugar and the processed foods. I mean, you just have to get off that. The low fat, is a lie. Low fat diet is a lie because it doesn't bring about health. And you might lose a little weight, but it really doesn't bring about health. But everybody's diet would be a little bit different depending on their specific nutritional deficiencies and barriers to healing, right?
Yeah.
And that's the important thing, is to get the specifics down. So what would you say to anybody out there who, you know, was, wouldn't we try to get them to help them before they get to rock bottom?
I know. That's the hard part. Well, for me, I'm stubborn. So that's why I'm rock bottom, you know. So I would say it's easy to say. And if you're in that situation and you're feeling helpless and all that, it's, you know, it's really tough to dig yourself out of that bad spot. And I just would really encourage people to just at least try, you know, because it's worth it. I feel, I know this sounds so cliche, but I feel alive again. You know, I feel like a little kid. I told my friend the other day, when I was riding my bike, I felt 8 years old again.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It's totally amazing. And they can do it. There's hope out there.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, and I have people that have seen me and heard my story just in my own life. I've referred them to the clinic, and I'm so excited about that because then, you know, it's kind of like this chain reaction.
Yes.
You know, it's contagious, and I love that.
Yeah, yeah. Because we can help. That's the bottom line. We can help.
Yeah.
Well, Annie, thank you so much for taking some time out this Sunday to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.